This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has strongly criticized European allies Saturday for their stances on Iran and Venezuela in a speech at the Munich Security Conference in Germany. Pence told delegates it was time to stop undermining U.S. sanctions against Tehran.
Time has come for our European partners to withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal and join us as we bring the economic and diplomatic pressure necessary to give the Iranian people, the region, and the world the peace, security, and freedom they deserve.
Pence's remarks came after German Chancellor Angela Merkel gave a spirited speech defending Europe's decision to stand by the Iran nuclear deal and a multilateral approach to global affairs. The vice president also called on the EU to recognize Venezuelan National Assembly leader Juan Guaido as the legitimate president of that country. The United States has demanded that Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro step down. Theodore McCarrick, the first American cardinal accused of sexual abuse, is no longer a Roman Catholic priest. AP's Julie Walker reports.
The defrocking means the 88-year-old McCarrick, the once powerful Archbishop of Washington, who also worked in other dioceses and now lives in Kansas, can no longer celebrate Mass or other sacraments. Vatican spokesperson Alessandro Gisotti.
Both abuse and its cover-up can no longer be tolerated, and the different treatment for bishops who have committed or covered up abuse in fact represents a form of clericalism that is no longer acceptable.
One of McCarrick's victims, James Grine, says while he can never get his childhood back, he's happy the Pope believed that McCarrick started sexually abusing him from the age of 11 and continued for two decades. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. The chairman of Nigeria's Electoral Commission says the decision to delay presidential elections by 1 week was painful but necessary to preserve Nigerian democracy. Speaking in Abuja, Mahmoud Yakubu said that logistical setbacks mean all polling stations would not have been open in time for the elections. Yakubu said that March 23rd was picked because delaying the vote until Sunday and the resulting restrictions on movement would have affected Nigerians who go to church. The INEC chairman also said that more time was needed to adjust equipment that reads voters' identity cards.
Our ICT department advised us that it would require 5 to 6 days to reconfigure about 180,000 smart card readers earlier programmed to work only on election day.
President Muhammadu Buhari is running against Atiku Abubakar, a 72-year-old businessman and former vice president. 15 Egyptian military personnel were killed in an attack at a military checkpoint outside the northern Sinai town of El Arish. Egyptian Army spokesman Tamer El Rafai said that 14 soldiers and an officer were killed, adding that the army responded by killing 7 Islamic militants. Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the attack through its Amaq news agency, though the group offered no proof for its claim. Egypt launched a major military campaign against terrorism in the northern Sinai more than a year ago. Fighters from the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces battled the Islamic State group in the Syrian village of Baghouz in Deir ez-Zor province Saturday. The SDF is closing in on Islamic State militants in a tiny area in eastern Syria. They will soon declare the defeat of the militant group, according to a commander. The capture of the last pocket still held by IS fighters in the village of Baghouz would mark the end of a devastating 4-year global campaign to end the extremist group's hold on territory in Syria and Iraq. Hundreds of yellow vest protesters marched through Paris, one of 7 scattered demonstrations in the French capital Saturday, with the 14th straight weekend of so-called yellow vest protests. Security forces moved in and fired tear gas canisters as protesters in the main march tried to leave the approved route or overturned large bins in search of bottles. The weekend protests started against fuel taxes and grew into a mass movement against President Emmanuel Macron and his pro-business policies. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.